Has life ever thrown a curve at you? You know, something that comes at you that you would have never expected, you know? Something that dramatically altered what you thought your future was going to be like? That's the situation of the people of Israel, you see, because they thought the Messiah was going to come many, many years ago, and they hoped and they prayed, but no word from God. And Mary would have had no reason to ever expect that she would become the mother of God. Would you ever think that? Growing up as a child in a small town in Nazareth with poor parents, she lived in this out-of-way town, you know. She was likely uneducated, and she came from a poor family who might have been servants in one of the rich households there in the bigger city. They were humble people. They weren't people with pretense, you know. They're more aware than we are probably today that the world didn't revolve around them. They didn't have much. She's 13 years old, right? Young woman married at that age because the life expectancy back there was about 35. So by the time that they would have their first period, they would be betrothed in marriage. And after marriage, we're expected to have a child a year. Glad I didn't live then. Mary was engaged to who? You know who? Joseph, right. And according to custom, they should have had this year-long legal engagement that was followed by this formal ceremony that they would have. And finally, she and her husband would consummate their marriage, and they would go beyond. So mature or not, Mary was no better prepared for a visit from an angel than you and I might be prepared for a visit from an angel, right? Now, most of the time when we picture angels, and even in most of the paintings, what do they look like? These big-winged men, right? Traditionally is what we see. But probably not what Mary saw. It's more likely that Mary saw an ordinary man. And why might we say that? Because is there anywhere that says that Mary was afraid or that she was scared of the person that was in front of her? No, we don't see that whatsoever, you know? And she has this really interesting greeting that says, "Hail, Mary, you who are full of grace." Now, the Catholic Church says that Mary was born without sin, so that when Jesus was born, of course, there was no sin involved. Now, we, as Protestants, look at that as a word of favor, a word of grace, you know, that God's showing his love to Mary when he says, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with ye." What is made clear is that she was chosen by God to be someone very special, whose pregnancy was possible through a direct action of God. Can you imagine a direct action of God in your life? Imagine yourself as 13-year-old Mary. Let's say she's standing by the spring. We like to say it's at her house, but let's say she's standing by the spring in Nazareth, and she's listening to the sound of this bubbling water. You know, when you're 13, everything's great, right? And all of a sudden, she hears these words from the messenger, right? And here's what I would have heard. You're going to be pregnant, and you're pregnant out of wedlock, by the way. And immediately, I would have started thinking, oh, my mother and dad are going to kill me. What would you, right, wouldn't that what you'd think, you know? And, oh, what is Joseph going to do or say? And what's going to happen to me, right? Because, you know, she knew all the laws that were in the land about what was going to happen to her. She had to be scared, you know. And the other thing she probably said is, God, could you choose somebody else, you know? She doesn't do it. And that's what I got when I was reading the scriptures this year. She has all these questions going around in her head, right? She looks at Gabriel, and what does she say? She simply says, "Yes, God, here I am. Do with me according to your word." She says, "Yes, God," despite knowing that according to the law, she could be killed. Especially she's found pregnant by somebody other than her betrothed. She says, "Yes, God," despite knowing that many women died in childbirth back there. She said, "Yes, God," knowing that it would probably mean the end of all these dreams that she and her family had for her future, this dream of this wonderful wedding day, you know. And she said yes, in spite of knowing that Joseph probably is going to call off the marriage. She said yes to God, knowing that she might end up being an unwed mother with a child and no means of support. Mary trusted God when life didn't make sense for her. What God told her didn't make sense for her, right? She said yes to God and God's plans for her life. And you know, if I was really truthful, I wouldn't have said yes to God about that. It's hard to imagine in this day of age of, we're also skeptic, aren't we? Aren't we all skeptics? That we could even have this kind of deep down, I call it yes God faith. Lots of us have experienced what I call instant faith. You know what that is? That's when you pray to God, say, God, please change this in my life. And lo and behold, it does have change. It does change. And it's easy, I think, to have that kind of faith in God, right? But when, and when it happens, it's great, but I believe the type of faith that Mary has, that's the kind of faith that we need to have. That deep down faith that you have this deep walk with God, and no matter what God says to you, you say, yes, God. A yes, God faith is a faith that doesn't change, even though the circumstances are against you, look like there's no way out of it, right? A yes faith, a God faith, when no matter what you do, you can't see light at the end of the tunnel. It's a yes, God faith when you say things like, God, I don't care what comes against me. I don't care how long it takes. Is not going to defeat me. I'm saying yes to you and your plan for my life. It's that yes, God faith, I think, that gets you through those dark nights of wondering, where's life going to take me from here? It's those dark nights when you don't know what to do with your life. You're not sure what's going to happen. And you're crying out to God. But you cry out, yes, God. It's that yes, God faith. And don't you know that Mary had to have those dark times? It looks so nice the way they wrote it in the Bible. But do you think she didn't have any dark nights? Of course she did. She's human. Of course she said, Lord, how could this be, right? But she made it. And why did she make it? Because she had a yes, God faith, a faith that was so focused on God and God's will that yes was her natural response when God spoke to her. Some of you today might be in one of those situations. One of those dark nights, one of those situations of you don't know about this relationship or your finances, you don't even know how you're going to make the house payment or you're going to get foreclosed on, or maybe it's an addiction that no matter what you do, you can't get over, or it might even be the death of a loved one. Maybe you feel like the situation that you're in is hopeless and that you're never going to have that future that you planned, that future that you so desperately wanted. But when you face adversity, you need to remind yourself that whatever is trying to defeat you is not as strong as God. Because God promised that he'll take your challenges and use them as stepping stones for you to grow spiritually. And God's looking for people like Mary, you know, people who will treat him and follow him with his whole heart, trust him with their whole lives, no matter what's going on. He's looking for people who won't limit God and say, well, this is all God can do in my life. No, it's us that limit God. It's not God that's limited, right? He wants people like Mary that says, yes, God, even in spite of the circumstances, you know. He's looking for people that will say yes, even if it's a divine pregnancy. And you know what? I think when I hear the story of Mary, I think this. How many other girls did God go to before someone said yes? Do you think, have you ever thought, how many times has God come to you and you haven't said yes? How many angels has God sent over and over to say, will you? And we say, I'm too busy. Or if I ignore it, God will simply go away. How many times have we said no to God? How many times have we said, look, God, I'm just an ordinary person. There is just no way I can change the world. How could you ever use me? How could you ever use this situation and change it? What could you do? But you know what? Was Mary a rich person with lots of influence and power? No, Mary was an ordinary person. But God used her to do extraordinary things. God's not looking for people with great power. God's not looking for people with great prestige. Doesn't mean God can't use them. But that's not necessarily what God's looking for. And God isn't looking for somebody with the greatest skills to do everything, or the highest education, or the prettiest, or the most handsome. God's only looking for a willing heart, a humble, willing heart like Mary. God's not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. Your availability to do whatever God calls you to do. Your willingness to listen to God's guidance. And if you give God this little that you have, God's going to multiply it tenfold. God will make more out of your life than you ever dreamed possible if you'll just have a yes, God faith. Like Mary, you know, God's plan for your life is so much greater than you can even imagine. So often God, I think, has this remarkable journey, a journey like God took Mary on her life, this journey of faith, but we choose safety. No, I don't think I want to try that yet. I'm too scared. Or we choose mediocrity when God wants to take us to greatness, not for our glory, but for God's glory. I can see us. We say, oh, Lord, I'm too old. Or I'm too young. That's a good one. I'm too young. Or I'm just getting started in my career. Can't do that yet. Right? Or my health is not good. Or my finances aren't there yet. But I promise, God, sometime I'm going to do it. But God's calling us to be like Mary. God's saying, have that yes, God, faith. So that when God is asking you to do something only uniquely that you will be able to do, he'll give the same answer as Mary. Because I'm convinced that one day, if you'll have a yes, God, faith, when you look back at your life and you see the worst thing that could ever have happened, you'll see that a miracle happened. And maybe several miracles in your life and in the lives of others simply because you said, yes, God. You developed that yes, God faith. Do you think Mary knew that the world was going to be forever changed because she said yes? Do you think it's possible that the world could be ever changed because you said yes? How might the world be changed today if we had Mary's yes, God faith and simply answered God by saying this, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Amen. As the worship team comes